Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Good morning. Hour number three begins. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Today, the Epstein resolution will go to President Trump's desk for signing, and then we'll see what kind of documentation continues to be revealed in all this. And somebody who may know a little more than the average person is our friend Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the line. And good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. We're doing great. It's a little chilly up here in Washington, but we're staying toasty.
Speaking of toast, I heard they have some kind of fire going on social media. What in the heck did you post? I didn't see it yet.
Oh, well, long and short of it is I called out our own side for hypocrisy and a double standard in protecting the swamp. Because if you are going to continue the same swampy behavior, I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats doing it, it needs to be called out, and we need to stop with the backroom deal BS.
What was the backroom deal you're referring to in this case?
So what happened yesterday was, as we all know, Delegate Stacey Plaskett, she's the delegate from U.S. Virgin Islands. She's been Jeffrey Epstein's tax fixer, took $30,000 in campaign donations, and took direction from him in a congressional hearing from Jeffrey Epstein about how to get Donald Trump. And so we were set to censure her and strip her of her committee titles on the House Intel Committee. Now, keep in mind, the House Intel Committee is incredibly important. It has all of our nation's secrets. You know, these members have access to that type of information. And to have Jeffrey Epstein's fixer, with all of the very political and powerful allies that he and his orbit had, and she has access to that information, she needed to be stripped of that committee. So we were set to remove her from that committee. But in the 11th hour, literally in the 11th hour, we were told that if the Republicans took a dive on the vote to strip her of her committee, they wouldn't come after one of our own, a Florida member, mind you. And so a small group of us said, that's not right. If somebody has something shady going on, they need to be sent to the ethics committee to be investigated. Let them clear it. In the meantime, Stacey Plaskett needs to get off her committee. And a deal was struck. And it's just, it's incredible to me that you had Republicans taking a dive on a vote to protect one of their own who's facing their own ethical issues. And so she remains on her committees. And once again, the swamp strikes.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, this Select Committee on Intel oversees the FBI, the CIA. I mean, there's not, I mean, those are America's secrets. And to have them in the hands of somebody that has shown they can't be trustworthy. I mean, is this all go back to her relationship she had with Jeffrey Epstein and some of the texts that have come out?
Yeah, I mean, and I served on the weaponization committee with her 2 years ago. We called her out when she started attacking RFK and said that anyone who is guilty by association shouldn't have a role in government. Well, ha ha ha. Look at Stacey Plaskett taking campaign donations, soliciting donations, and we know that she was, in fact, his fixer. Started out as his tax lawyer, helping him avoid some sticky tax situations, but then went on to be his political fixer, and then became his pit bull, where she was taking literal direction. We have the timestamp text messages in real time where she is then interrogating Michael Cohen and getting the information directly from Jeffrey Epstein to ask in a congressional hearing with the intent to go after Donald Trump. And last night, Republicans folded in taking her off one of the most important committees we have up here because they wanted to cover up for one of their own. That's wrong.
Well, it was only a few Republicans. Can you name them?
Lance Gooden, Bacon, and I forget the third one. Legitimately, I've been up all night fuming about this. But the thing that to me is the most important part is that this was coordinated and pre-negotiated with the Democrats. So the three Republicans that basically jumped on a grenade, they did so at the behest of someone, whether that is someone in leadership or someone in one of the caucuses in the Republican conference. They did this. This was a coordinated effort. And so everyone else is just standing around wondering, okay, what the hell just happened? That is the swamp in action. And I was told last night, calm down. Don't talk about this. You really should think about this, because they don't want people exposing the swamp and how it gets done. How ridiculous that it was a predetermined outcome of the vote based on a backroom deal. That is what everyone is sick and tired of, is the backroom deals. And the three Republicans, again, they didn't do this out of the kindness of their heart, because right now they're getting eaten up in their districts saying, why didn't you vote to strip Stacey Plaskett of her committee assignments? Little does the American people know, they did it to cover for a Republican.
And do we know who was getting the benefit of the cover?
Corey Mills.
Oh, okay.
That is well documented. And I spoke to Corey last night and I said, this is wrong. I said, I think you should go to the ethics committee and let them clear you. If you've done nothing wrong, let them clear you. And he agreed. But again, a deal was struck, and I am so disgusted with the swamp. So yeah. Disgusted. The bright spot is that yesterday, yes, we did release the Epstein files. I met with survivors, and their stories are horrific. And I mean, not a dry eye in the room. So that has been a bright spot, in that we are finally moving this issue, and the Senate passed it unanimously. It now heads to the president's desk today. And hopefully that will be justice for these victims of this awful, awful man, Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, and hopefully after the Epstein thing, you know, moves along, shall we say, then we can focus. If you really care about these women that were clearly taken advantage of, is awful. What about the 300,000 kids that we can't track that came in during the Biden administration that we know now factually so many of them are caught up in the human trafficking or sex trade operations going on right now?
Yes, exactly. The selective outrage and the situational ethics at play here is, again, it'll make your head spin. Because as we were talking yesterday on the House floor during the Epstein vote, I had a few Democrat colleagues come up and I said, I'm so glad that you guys all of a sudden care about the issue of trafficking. Can we talk? And I've mentioned this. I said, can we talk about the 300,000 kids that were literally lost by the U.S. government under the Biden administration, and God knows where? Like, we know, we've had reports of trafficking rings being busted and several kids being recovered, but that's 300,000. Those kids have been forgotten, and immediately they tense up and they're like, and they find a way to exit the conversation. We have to be better than the party politics. And if someone needs to be called out, then they need to be called out. And so we're going to keep on fighting. I know that puts a target on our back, but I quite frankly don't care. We have to do this to drain the swamp, and the trafficking element needs to be uncovered. President Trump has worked to get some of those kids recovered. I think we've found a couple thousand of them, but the rot goes so deep.
Yeah, I heard a number kicked around, 30,000, which is tremendous considering it's been less than a year. But then when you compare it to the 300,000, that's 1 in 10. And there's a lot of kids that are probably suffering awfully right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm. And I think we have a real responsibility as the party in charge to find out what the heck happened to these kids. They were in U.S. government custody. And so we've got to get our stuff together and drain the swamp, find these kids.
And anybody who knew it was going on, allowed it to happen, that was in any position of power, hopefully they will get what's coming to them. And Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we always appreciate your time and look to hear from you again soon.
Appreciate it, Bob. Have a great day. Go Gators.
You got it. Yeah, I should have asked her who the new Gator coach is.
Oh.
Because she's on, isn't she on the Intel committee?
Whoops.
If she doesn't know.
Nobody knows then. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The wisdom of the hurdy-gurdy man, transcending knowledge to this current generation. Good morning and welcome. Yes. Yes, you're tuned in to the incredible Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 8:21, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, Epstein resolution goes to President Trump's desk today. Yesterday, when he met with the Crown Prince, there's a promise of about $1 trillion worth of business that the Crown Prince has agreed to. It appears that they had a very good meeting. But now, to something that really could help you, and the hurdy-gurdy man. Okay, so maybe it's a dated reference, perhaps, but there was a rock and roller named Donovan Leitch, who generally just went by the name Donovan. This is way before Madonna, all right? So Donovan, he was a Scottish musician, but you might remember a song, "They Call Me Mellow Yellow." Quite right. Remember that one? In this song, he refers to saffron, and I didn't know what it was when I was a kid. Because it says, "I'm just mad about saffron, and saffron's mad about me." Apparently it was a reference to a woman that he was involved with. What does all of that have to do with you? Well, saffron is like a spice and is found in popular foods and drinks and herbal teas. So it could be an antidepressant. Yeah, that's right. One specific spice could function as a natural antidepressant, one expert says. Please talk to your doctors before making any changes. But saffron has shown promise for its ability to boost mood and reduce symptoms of depression, in addition to other health benefits. So there was a doctor that was on Fox News, Dr. Daniel Amen, and he's a psychiatrist and a founder of his clinics in California, shared his enthusiasm about saffron for mental health support. He said, "I love it so much. I'm Lebanese, and Middle Eastern folks cook with a lot of saffron. There's actually folklore in Iran. If you're too happy, you must have had saffron." Now we know maybe how people couldn't live under some of those conditions because they got something keeping them happy, like saffron. His research showed that about 30 milligrams of saffron was equally as effective as antidepressants in randomized trials. So that's usually competing with what we call SSRI, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And that is supposed to, in most people, help boost mood. But it's been found to also, depending on the person and the actual medication, poses a risk of decreasing sexual function. Apparently, saffron does the opposite. He said, "As a psychiatrist, I don't want to ruin my patients' love lives. Saffron increased sexual function, according to the research." It's also been shown to help memory and focus, according to various studies. And yes, you know, saffron widely available until the story broke. Maybe not so much. And that's your story about saffron. It is 8:25 on the Bob Rose Show. We got to speak to the Congresswoman Kat Kamick about a very interesting thing. It was the censuring, or we thought it would be, of Stacey Plaskett. And she's a Democrat representative for the Virgin Islands. And she's had, well, very strong ties with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
And in fact, they have like texts of her communicating with Epstein directly while she is, getting Michael Cohen to testify.
Wow. What a twisted combination that is.
And doing that to, you know, obviously get any kind of dirt that they can establish on Trump. It was right. All about get Trump. But when it came time, as all this information came pouring out, that along with campaign contributions and other issues, well, listen, they didn't think that she should be on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, which is a very, very important position. It oversees the FBI, the CIA, regularly receiving classified briefings on matters of national security. I mean, this is not stuff that gets passed around to everybody. For sure. And so by censuring her, they were going to get her kicked off these committees, which to me makes sense. you know, and then maybe she can present her case to the ethics committee and they can, you know, run it up and down and maybe they might overrule that. But, you know, this is what they moved to do. Well, Congresswoman Kat Kamick came on and said, oh, the fix was in, that there was some kind of deal that was struck where they got at least three Republicans. I think that's all they got was three Republicans to vote against the censure. And I guess it has to do with Corey Mills, apparently. If you don't vote for this and you don't support this, maybe we have more damaging information, allegedly, possibly.
I love that she talked to him and said, look, if you've got nothing to worry about, you need to go along. And
to the ethics committee.
Yes, and yeah. It seemed like he was on board from what she said. So.
But she is sick and tired of the dirty nonsense that she sees, even if it's in her own party. Mm-hmm. And I agree, it's just as detrimental.
Yep.
No doubt about it. So if you missed it, we know you're busy. We try to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast, like the one with Congresswoman Kat Kamick, every minute, every issue, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Another awesome day shaping up. Gotta love it. It's 8:34. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Epstein resolution goes to Trump. He'll sign off on it. They'll release whatever. Democrats will try to pick out anything that tries to associate Trump in any way with Epstein. This is old news for most of us. We know that he ended that friendship years ago, years before he was a convicted pedophile, okay? Others did not end those relationships with him, and a lot of them may be Democrats. So let the chips fall where they may, you know? Just because you have a picture with somebody or even had a business meeting or whatever does not mean that you were involved in the awful things that were taking place on that island. So you'll have to have a deeper investigation. But, of course, you know, the Democrats don't always wait for, you know, the facts to come out, because, look, if they can make you look bad, they make you look bad first. And then once the record's straightened out, oh, everybody forgets the apology. They forget or never read the retraction. And so those things stick. And then other Democrats are so good at bringing up these falsehoods over and over again, you know, find people on both sides kind of thing. But here we are. Here we are, my friends. Good morning and welcome. Speaking briefly to Axios, the U.S. At the U.S. Capitol Monday, our friend AOC said she was not aware that New York City Councilman Chi Asse had entered the race against House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. I certainly don't think a primary challenge to the leader is a good idea right now, she added. Now, this comes a day after Asse filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission, forming a congressional campaign committee. Chi Asse for Congress, indicating his intent to run in New York's 8th congressional district. Seat had been held by Jeffries since 2013. He's not faced a serious primary since the initial election. Asse, a queer Buddhist activist, recently rejoined the Democratic Socialist of America, the same organization that endorsed Zoran Mamdani, and was an active supporter of Mamdani's mayoral campaign. However, Mamdani has reportedly urged Asse not to run against Jeffries, with sources saying that he's concerned it could disrupt the relationship between the party's radical left and moderate members as he continues working to advance his agenda. Hmm. They're not ready to be wow. that radical just yet. It's like, really?
But the radicals are pushing the moderates pretty much off the cliff.
And
come on.
Yeah, I mean, their idea of applying the brakes here, hey, let's slow down. I don't see evidence of that. And maybe the Jeffries thing is part of that. It's funny when I think he's pretty lefty, but yet he's not considered radical enough.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And, I mean, Schumer, maybe not quite as lefty, but definitely, you know, lefty. And he's way too moderate for them, I guess.
It's going to get messy.
Yeah. This week, Mamdani doubled down on his opposition to the challenge, telling reporters, I believe that there are many ways right here in New York City to both deliver on affordability agenda and take on the authoritarian administration in the White House. All right. So a Democrat socialist is going to tell you about authoritarianism. You mean like the authority to take taxes at the point of a gun? Huh.
Mm, wow.
I mean,
seems drastic.
Gets pretty authoritarian, doesn't it?
That pretty much so, yeah.
And that he will continue with that and expand on it. Those who already pay a lot, he will want them to pay more. On Monday, Hakeem Jeffries was asked at a press conference to respond to Asse's decision to contest the seat, which the councilman has stated is motivated by his belief that Democratic leadership has failed to effectively fight against Donald Trump. Jeffries replied, come on in, the water is warm. Hmm. I guess inviting some sort of a challenge there.
Sounds like.
It is interesting how, you know, the Democrats want to pit themselves against President Trump like he is.
Yeah.
Like, he's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could just get rid of him, it's like, yeah, and then what about all the people that voted for him? I guess we'll be next.
I don't think they care, because I think if they can get rid of him, we're disbanded and we've lost, you know, that base breaks apart, I think is what they would think.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be so sure.
I just say they think that.
Although, I got to tell you, if you have these things that are taking place, this horse trading stuff, when it came to the censure of this Stacey Plaskett, apparently that was a deal that three Republicans struck that apparently saved Corey Mills from censure, because that would have been next up. And then so the Democrats dropped it. It's like, oh, really? Why'd you drop it?
This is why people don't like what goes on in D.C. Stop the games.
Look, Kat Kamick, wow. I mean, the congresswoman talked to us, and she said she spoke with Corey and said, look, go to the ethics committee. You know, if you've done nothing wrong, state your case to them.
Right.
So we can get this kind of off the table, if you will.
Right.
So there's not going to be this game playing, because this is dangerous. Look, Corey Mills may or may not, whatever his issues were with his, I guess, girlfriend at one time.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say those aren't serious, especially if there's, you know, any kind of a domestic violence or releasing of nude photos or anything like that. I'm not trying to downplay it. But compared to the amount of power that Stacey Plaskett has by being on the Select Committee on Intelligence, seeing very, very important and secret information from the FBI and the CIA and oversight from those two places.
And then taking it to the step back to Epstein, the level of what he did and who's involved versus one guy in Florida and what he did. I'm sorry, you don't. If it's so important to go after Epstein and all this stuff, don't play these games at the lower level, you know, of things that are connected. Get it done. It just shows hypocrisy on both sides.
And it shows you, you know, what their priorities are.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, grab power, maintain power, protect power at all costs. The American people are somewhere down. Let's look out for the American people. I mean, we'll get to them.
After we protect our own.
You know when we'll get to them? You know, when we, you know, maybe when we don't have a, we're not $38 trillion in debt, then we'll, All right. It is a interesting time that we are, that we're living through right now. Let's see. Senator Cory Booker, the Democrat out of New Jersey, he's among Democrats calling for new party leadership following Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's disastrous and pointless government shutdown. So maybe that's part of the reason why some want them to back off of attacking Hakeem Jeffries. Maybe that's too much change in leadership too quickly.
And you know, I get it, but again, do what's right.
Well, do what's right in, you know, by whose definition? In other words, getting rid of Jeffries and to some extent getting rid of Schumer, those vacuums will most likely be filled with people that are more radical, more left. Speaking in New Hampshire over the weekend, Booker said, Chuck Schumer's generation, Nancy Pelosi's generation, John Lewis's generation, they have so much to be proud of. It's time, though, for new leadership. The other generations, X, Millennials, Z, it's time for us to step up. The stage is waiting for us to lead. Fox News also had a clip of Representative Ro Khanna, a Democrat out of California, espousing similar sentiments during his appearance on Meet the Press. Quote, we have dynamic young new leaders, he said, pointing to Booker, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and more. And he did. He mentioned Senator Elizabeth Warren, and he was even stopped. I'm trying to think of who was doing the interview, but, you know, they're lefty interviewer, but even stopped him there. And he goes, she said, well, I mean, you said Elizabeth Warren. You're talking about new, young leadership. And he tried to defend that and move on. But it was kind of like, is that why did that name come to mind? I mean, if you're trying to put a new face on it, you want to put a new face on it, not a two-face on it.
Or here's one that you know? One that's just painted up, you know, just saying.
How?
I don't know. I don't know how they do it.
How? channeling my dad. Hey, Dad. Love you. Miss you. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got more to talk about, including the Abraham Accords and how that impacted maybe the Saudi Crown Prince's visit with President Trump yesterday. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Some decisions in life can be tough, can be challenging, you know? What do you take with you? What do you leave behind? Do I turn left or right at the fork in the road?
Wow.
8:50 on the Bob Rose Show as I wax philosophically here. Greg Cassidy is here as well.
The waxing
simply,
always sounds so painful.
Simply just sit on the floor in lotus position. Meditate along with me. I'm going to take you to a new place, Greg.
You have
to make decisions in life.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it comes down to, is it going to be meth or monkeys?
I kind of like monkeys. Meth. I don't let them
not hey a, hey we're the monkeys.
Not like real monkeys, but I don't like meth. Well, I mean, I've never tried meth.
And we are talking about meth, not math.
No, I didn't. Like
we know
that
you
either.
Don't like that either.
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's a tough choice in life, but you know, some brilliant man, and I don't think it was King Solomon, but another brilliant man.
Yeah.
I think whispered in their ear, you know, like it was like a pearl of wisdom. You can do both. You can have both.
Monkeys and meth?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Who said it couldn't be done? Of course, who said you wouldn't get caught either? Oh. Two men who allegedly admitting to being part of an international wildlife smuggling ring were caught with 81 monkeys stuffed in bags.
That's a lot of monkeys.
And also they were caught with methamphetamine. Oh. In Thailand. Yeah. Mm. Thai rangers stopped the pair in a vehicle on Friday at Sakeo province near the country's border with Cambodia. It's according to Fox News, during the interaction, authorities reportedly found the drugs and the monkeys in blue nets. Now, I don't think the monkeys got to the meth because they would have had a mess.
Oh,
on
man.
Their hands, right?
Methed up monkeys? That's methed up.
Well, monkeys are strong.
Very, yes.
And you give them meth?
Oof.
That ain't right.
Yeah.
According to the 12th Ranger Forces Regiment, the two men allegedly admitted to being part of a trafficking ring moving these monkeys from Thailand to Cambodia. Authorities seized the monkeys and the drugs, and officials did not disclose the amount of drugs seized.
Just the amount of monkeys.
Yes. Apparently, Thailand is a major transit point for wildlife smugglers who often sell endangered animals for markets in China and parts of Southeast Asia. In May of 25, a man was arrested in Thailand on suspicion of smuggling two baby orangutans into the country, according to U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said at the time. And he said, I'm going to try to get them a career in acting, and we're reaching out to Clint Eastwood for ideas.
Oh, he's the guy. He's the guy, absolutely.
Jeez. Ah. Obviously, they were baby orangutans, because they can get...
Ooh, they're big and strong.
They can get large.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with these people? Well, I guess it's anything. Anything where you can make money, and it must be a substantial amount of money. Why else would you risk... You know, your freedom to, monkeys or meth? Now, see, in this case, they were probably going to get caught either way.
Yeah.
So, but they tried to do both. They wanted both. I don't know why those two would go together in any way, shape, or form.
That is an odd combo. But I guess, you know, you're just in the wholesale retail business going on there. You'll just, travel with whatever you can traffic.
I guess maybe it was, hey, we've got these monkeys. We can't fall asleep because then it would be unsafe. They could escape.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just try it. These are the crazy things we wonder about sometimes, the crazy behavior. After Tesla shareholders approved a pay package that will pay Elon Musk $1 trillion over 10 years, it's true.
Yeah.
He'd be a trillionaire. The far-left Washington Post requires two bylines to publish a 14-line piece having a brain hemorrhage over it. Did you know that $100 billion per year is about the same as the combined paychecks of all 3.2 million cashiers in America? Is $3 billion more than the combined salaries of America's 1.4 million elementary school teachers? And so basically, are going after Elon Musk because he's become so hugely successful and financially he is being very well rewarded for it. And it made me wonder, it's like, you don't recognize your house, do you? You live in the Washington Post. That's your house. You do realize when you're picking on billionaires, that house is then made of glass.
Yes.
You're throwing stones at a billionaire, soon to be trillionaire. Do they not know who owns their newspaper? I mean, is that like a secret that Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post? You know, the same guy that owns Amazon that comes to your door every day?
The other rocket guy, like in direct a direct competitor for Elon Musk?
Oh, yeah, that too.
You know what I mean?
He's so rich, he builds rockets. Oh, wait, so does Bezos.
But, you know, if you're going to go down that road, first off, Bezos and Musk, they're making a lot of money. They employ many, many people. They are a part of the economy. If you're going to go get picking on people, and I've got friends who play National League Baseball, so I'm not picking on them, but if you're going to compare a cashier, compare it to somebody who we let play a game in our country and what we pay them versus somebody who actually runs a big chunk of the economy around the world.
Well, baseball players employ people. Masseuse, nutritional guide, cook possibly. Maserati or Lamborghini
mechanic. Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
you know, thought about it that way. Yeah.
Divorce attorneys.
Oh, several. Yeah.
9 o'clock stretch is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.